Everything you do is wrong. Your religion is wrong. You have no education. You have no culture. So it was that kind of situation, and it triggers by itself tremendous resistance.
Now, I presume Onkonkwo is not very autobiographical, but I wondered if he was based on people that you knew as a young man.
No, there was nobody. No, my village was full of characters. So what I did was shut my eyes and pile all the negatives that I wanted to draw attention to on one person.
Okonkwo ruled his household with a heavy hand. His wives, especially the youngest, lived in perpetual fear of his fiery temper, and so did his little children. Perhaps down in his heart, Okonkwo was not a cruel man, but his whole life was dominated by fear. The fear of failure and of weakness. It was deeper and more intimate than the fear of evil and capricious gods and of magic, the fear of the forest and of the forces of nature, malevolent red in tooth and claw. Okonkwo's fear was greater than these. It was not external, but lay deep within himself. It was the fear of himself, lest he should be found to resemble his father.
Onkonkwo, as you say, is flawed in his character and his morals. And in general, you take through him of this fairly critical look at traditional Igbo life. Did that cause trouble at the time?
No, I don't think so. I knew that there was problem. There was a problem in any kind of self-criticism. But, you know, we didn't make too much of it. I didn't make too much of it. Perhaps because we were so giddy with joy at independence.
And is the state of Nigeria today as you imagined it would be?
Well, you got a very, very big question there. Yes, Nigeria is a total disappointment. We thought, as we secured independence, because we did succeed, there was one great success, that this arrangement of a foreigner coming and taking over could not stand. And then we looked forward to a future in which we would reown ourselves. That was not what happened. So within a very short time, the whole thing seemed to be coming apart.
Which is, and in its tragedy and sadness, not unique in Africa. Rereading Things Fall Apart today, I can't help but think that you, there are foretellings of the problems in Nigerian culture, right? That one could almost see the problems that were going to not lead to a happy and content post-colonial future for Nigeria.
Yes. Without realizing it, I was already fearing the future.
Yeah.
And that's partly the Nigerian situation, but I guess it's also partly my nature. You see, I tend to be, you know, when people are expecting a happy event, for instance, shall we say Christmas is coming, and children are so happy about this. I tend to be unhappy because I'm thinking of the day after Christmas. You see, I do have that in me, that inability maybe to enjoy myself when the occasion calls for it, because I am afraid that I will be disappointed.
The tragic sense of life that Henry James wrote about, and of course the title of the novel indicates something of that.
Yes.
Things Fall Apart, which is of course from a poem by William Butler Yeats. We now have an American president whose father was from Kenya. Do you think that's going to make any meaningful difference